Okay, everyone, so let's do some meditation together. So just sit down, relax, close your eyes, and let's just have some bit of enjoyment before we get to the talk afterwards. So, one of the great things about the meditation practice is that it's such a wonderful thing sometimes to be able to shut out the outer world and just withdraw within oneself and just leave everything else and just go within to a peaceful and quiet inside. To be able to do that, you always have to ensure that you relax in your meditation practice. If you don't relax beforehand, if you don't find that ease of the body and the ease of the mind also is very hard to come by. So start off always with the body. Relax, feel the ease of the body. And as you do that, the mind tends to follow along. It's a very simple, basic technique, but it actually works really well once you get used to it. to be able to withdraw within yourself and allow the external world to go. You can only do that if you have the right attitude to these things. So remember the purpose right now of this meditation is just to be aware. First of all, aware of the body, allowing yourself and the body to relax. And then secondly, just to allow phenomena, the world outside, the world inside, just to flow along nicely. The world is the way it is. There's nothing you can do about it. You hear noises coming and going. There's no resistance within you because you know things just have to go according to their own causes and effects. So you let things be. And when you allow things to be, they leave no echo in the mind. And when they leave no echo in the mind, you flow along smoothly and nicely. And what a beautiful thing that is. One of the critical factors to make the meditation work is the attitude you have to the present moment. And it's quite easy to give rise to a positive attitude in an environment like this. I know so many of the people who are here tonight. And what a wonderful thing it is to be surrounded by such good people, people who practice in such a beautiful and kind way. When you think like this, when you remember the good qualities of the people around you, And there are so many. Probably everyone here tonight is that kind of person. What a wonderful thing that is. Give rise to that. Have a sense of warmth and gratitude within you. And as you do that, you find that peace becomes so much more easy. When you come here to the Dhammaloka Center, you are in the presence of the teachings of the Buddha, this very powerful current of history. Try to tap into that, beautiful feeling of being part of something magnificent and grand. What a wonderful thing it is that this exists in the world. And as you feel that, it enables you to become more peaceful in your mind. And if you do find that you are becoming peaceful and nice inside, and you're enjoying just hanging out in the present moment, and part of that perception will be your breath. So if you do that just very gently, allow your attention to rest on the breath, using no force, no power, nothing like that, just allowing yourself to flow along with the breath. Don't force the breath in any way. Allow it to come and go according to its own nature. And as you do that, keep on enjoying the peace. whatever you do in your meditation practice, one of the critical things is to make sure that you enjoy what you are doing. If you do find that you get a bit tense or whatever, take a few steps back toward the beginning. Start again, relax, find the ease of body and mind, and then move forward. If you are enjoying where you are, enjoying the peace and everything, that's wonderful, and just keep going from there. But enjoyment is so important. It's the only way you will be able to sustain this wonderful practice. Getting very close to the end of the meditation. Before we come to the end, just review what has happened over the past half an hour or so. And if you feel more peaceful now, more at ease, more relaxed, more joyful, whatever it is, ask yourself why that is the case. What are the perceptions that you have developed? What are the intentions that you have given rise to? How does this process actually work? Okay, so that's the end of the meditation for tonight. In a couple of minutes, we'll start to talk.